Hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, let's just start it off. Hey there, folks. You're listening to the Ice Holes podcast.
Soaking wet comedy podcast.
Yeah, this is gonna be a wet podcast. So basically, we're driving right now. Well, I'm driving. We're driving through Toronto right now. Toronto just had a bunch of flash floods. Flooding.
90 millimeters of rain, I believe is what I heard.
Which doesn't sound like a lot. Anytime they say millimeters, I go, like, isn't like a millimeter like a little... But, yeah, my neighbor was flooded, all this stuff, and it all just happened, like, crazy. It's like it was like monsoon season all of a sudden here in Toronto.
She's a wet bum, but she's attractive. Sorry, I'm looking out of the car. I should be paying attention to the podcast we're doing.
No problem. Of course, with me is, Deuter McNarley.
What up?
Yep. So we just decided, hey, like, we were going to do a podcast, but they shut down the TTC. So I'm like, hey, I'll give you a ride home, being the right neighborly bud that I am.
Chap.
Yeah, and he doesn't live super close, like, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's about a 20-minute drive in particular traffic.
So I figured, hey, let's just do the podcast in the car. Maybe stop off for some poutine. Actually, we just passed poutine.
We passed poutine.
Right, do you want to do poutine?
If you want to do poutine, let's do poutine.
We'll pause for poutine, for the music.
We'll play the music.
We'll play the music during the poutine break.
And when we're back, we'll have poutine.
Yeah.
I am a little monkey and I am very sad. Because all the other monkeys went home to mom and dad. I'm alone in the park and I don't know what to do. So maybe I'll just sit right down and blow a kiss to you. I am a little...
All right, and we're back after
a little poutine break.
Oh, my God. Why do we do that?
That might have been a mistake for both of us.
We still... I can't, like... And then to sit after that. That's my problem, is I can't sit down after I have something like that. I need to move. But look, like, it makes sense. The reason that I decided, okay, I gotta have poutine, whatever. I'm not even that... I'm not a big fan of poutine or that patriotic. But I'm leaving... because I'm leaving the country tomorrow, you know? And it's like one of those things. I always feel like when you're leaving the country, you gotta give a kiss goodbye for a little... You know, for something, you know? You just gotta...
I'm picking up what you're dropping off. I get you.
So it was like, okay, it was like my... See you later, Toronto. Thanks for, fucking storming, like the worst storm ever while I'm leaving, you know. Hopefully I get to fly out, but anyways, I'm going to Australia. I mentioned it before, I think, but heading down to Australia. Going to be doing comedy down there. I'm also filming some cool stuff and doing photographs with David Attenborough. Very exciting.
Very cool gig.
Yeah, but comedy, yes. I'm very excited to do stand-up. You'll hear some familiar comics on the podcast coming up. I'm sure we'll get Marty back on here. We'll get, a few other people. Maybe Brie will appear again.
Also, Spunky Red Gumboots.
Yeah, Spunky Red Gumboots. Stay tuned. But anyways, so that's it. Poutine. I don't know. I always feel instantly like shit after I have poutine. Like, I feel terrible. Like, my stomach now, I feel heavy, I feel slow, I feel tired.
I'm in the... Like, I'm one of those people that eats stuff like this and feels good for 20 to 30 minutes. I'm in that 20 to 30 minute range before my life is over.
Yeah. So you're in, like, a good... You're feeling good right now.
I'm good, yeah. This is what I like when the herbals have been... produced, yep. And end of the night kind of thing, and I'm happy. But if I were riding on a streetcar in about 10 minutes, things would get real bad for me.
Yeah, I understand. But can't run on a streetcar right now. Actually, maybe that's why the street's moving.
Yeah.
Right now, because I don't know. The power was out in a big portion of Toronto, but I don't know. Everything looks to be working so much.
Everything
now.
Looks like I don't know why people were so freaked out.
Well, there was like, there's crazy, crazy photos and crazy videos of, there was a lot of flooding, like on the Gardiner, and like Queen Station was flooded, all these
exhibition station as well was pretty badly flooded.
Yeah, and a GO train got stuck in the mud, like 300 people.
It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, 905ers.
Yeah, I ride GO trains a lot, and when I hear, well, if you're on one and it breaks down, it's the worst shit ever, because then you're just on the angriest place. You're in the angriest place in the world, because everybody's pissed off. But also they're doing the, well, I can't do anything about this. I can call my boss, but I can't make this train go anywhere.
But yeah. They'll still look at you like, well, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Isn't this ridiculous?
Yeah. I know. Why do we ride this fucking thing to begin with?
I don't know. But whatever. So yeah, tomorrow I was going to, like, I'm actually leaving for Australia tomorrow, but I have the flight, and I was going to take the trusty old TTC, that's the Toronto Transit Commission system, to go out to the airport, but now
doesn't look like a good idea,
yeah, if the power gets shut off and the TTC stops running again,
won't be that trusty.
Yeah, I will be boned, as they say in Canada. Oh, there's some honking. Almost had collision. Not rain related, but there we go. Well, we're currently at the corner of Bathurst and College. College and Bathurst, Sneaky D's in our scopes. We're not going there, but they have delicious nachos.
That's always a party there. I don't think I've ever been by Sneaky D's and there hasn't been, 20 people. I don't know if they're actually going to Sneaky D's, but there's always like 20 to 30 people standing out front of it.
Well, the group standing outside is a young Asian family with Aldo's bags, so I don't think they're part of the party if they were.
I'm sorry, I only saw umbrellas. I didn't see Asian faces. You are much more perspective than I am.
Taxi.
It's the old guy, not the taxi.
I've never driven. Has there ever been? Have you ever heard of a driving podcast? A car driving podcast?
I don't think I have. No.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's creative. It's new. It's fresh. It's something that hasn't been done before. It's in the rain. It's slightly dangerous. It's probably illegal.
What's your new saying when you do your comedy? What are we doing right now?
We're taking risks.
We are taking risks, my friend.
Risks. Yeah.
Comedic risks.
Taking risks comedically for riskiness business, for risky endeavors.
1980s Tom Cruise movies. I don't know if we're
risky
going on that one.
Business.
Yes.
I got that reference.
All right.
Passing Pizza Planet now and Augusta Avenue, which is home to Kensington Market. I'm slightly turning this into like a tour guide.
Just a tour guide thing, yeah.
And nobody is on the tour with us except for... I mean, like I am and you are, but we know the...
I don't know if this is as amazing as the tour that we just saw Danny DeVito give in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not familiar with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you really have to... It's Danny DeVito is probably one of the funniest looking comic slash, I mean, is he? I mean, like,
he does everything. Sketch
art. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, he does everything. But he's really funny looking, and that's all he has to be.
It's his, but he's hysterical. He's a hilarious actor,
he's a
though.
Hilarious guy. For
The episode we're referencing is in season 7. It's called Thunder Gun Express. It's when all
Thunder Gun.
It's when the gang's all trying to go to a movie.
No Man Left Behind.
And and he ends up hijacking a Korean, like, boat tour, and just starts telling them just devastating personal shit about his life. You know, just like,
I love whores.
I really like the whores, and, you know, I see a lot of them, and, I like whores.
Whores. You gotta say it right. It's whores.
Yeah, whores. Like
Al Pacino saying, hooah, whores.
Oh, yeah, old men saying whores, like, when they add that extra O.
Yeah.
It's horrible, but hilarious.
It's beautiful.
So, we're basically at the St. George campus now. We're at St. George, so University of Toronto campus right now. Just so you're tracking our progress, if you're online looking at a map, if you are... Google mapping, Google searching on the, or on Apple Maps, then we are in Mexico. Yeah.
Find out where this girl with the short shorts is going. Because Duder's curious.
Is this cab sponsored by the Discovery Channel, or is that just a Discovery Channel Asia
Networks
car?
Asia.
Yeah. I didn't know they had cars.
It's got Ontario plates. So I think he's just got weird shit on his
what
car.
What is it? Oh, it's an Infiniti. Asians in Infinities.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
I don't know. If it was a Civic, that would be a simpler premise, simpler joke. It's not even a premise. Just past Burrito Planet and O'Grady's Pub, Einstein's, of course, where there is comedy every Sunday.
You ever been to Poor Girl?
Oh, yeah. It's Poor Boy, basically, but it's the exact, owned by the same people. And it's,
They got a little lazy
nice.
With their titles.
Well, I mean, whatever. They all the places are the same, like Green Room, Red Room.
It's the sister store.
Yeah. Well, you got what's that reference? That reference. It's the sister store. I don't know what we're talking about. Is that a reference?
It's not a reference. I'm just saying it's Poor Boy, Poor Girl.
I see what you're saying. All right. So still on the road here. We have not seen any flooding at this point. Nothing.
The people in the Infiniti are wondering what the fuck is going on in this car right now as I'm interviewing you, apparently.
I bet you they're going to start honking, cash cab, cash cab, cash cab. Right? You know? I know everything. All right, is that racist? So racist. I'm sorry. All right. University Avenue. We're college and university at the moment, so moving along. It's going great. I'm really happy to be doing a podcast.
This is called multitasking, my friend.
Yeah, in the car. Yeah, we did eat the poutine prior to getting back in the vehicle because we figured it would just be too much.
Oh, it'd be a nightmare.
Be recording a podcast, eating poutine, and I'm driving.
And so as you can tell, I'm not really good at this microphone thing. So
no. Plus, we're heading through a bit of a storm. You know, a tropical down. It's not tropical.
It's not tropical. It's cold as fuck here. It's not a storm. It's rain.
It's rain. And Toronto was shut down by rain today.
I said lame.
Lame rain.
And this is lame rain. This isn't that bad. I don't know why people are pissing their pants.
Well, no, but I mean, there was obvious.
Earlier it was
people
crazy,
are gonna get mad because somebody's like, well, we saw that guy's basement just completely flooded. And by basement, I mean apartment, because he lives in a basement apartment dwelling, which that would be very frustrating. So I'm sure he'd hear this and go, hey, buddy, hey, I got a little boned. How about a little, respect for the people who also got boned?
I'm just thinking I live on the first floor, so I'm probably going to walk into this crap as well.
Yep, I'm not sticking around. That's what you're asking. Bay and... college right now, college in Bay. So, shit. Now I have to do editing, which is great, because apparently the recording levels were at zero for a while. Don't know what part of the tour we lost you guys.
Just after Bathurst is my guess.
This is why I always have to be listening at the, you know, because we're all right. It doesn't matter. Here we are. we've arrived. I guess I'll just take over the podcast, once you go. But,
Anyways, guys, I'm gonna take off, let Reem take care of you for the rest of the, podcast. But, it's been a pleasure being on. Reem, good to see you, my friend.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
You take care of yourself. I'll, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
He'll be, he's driving me.
We'll
folks.
Do round two on the way to the airport.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do part two on the way to the airport. Oh, that's a good idea. All right. Wow, this has become a two-parter. All right. I'll see you later. Yeah, close the door proper. All right. Here we go. So, I'm turning the hazards off. I am pulling away. All right. Microphone is in my crotchal area, and we're just gonna see what happens here. I mean, this is experimental podcasting, talking while you're driving, you know, in a rainstorm. I mean, it's a wild adventure, and we don't know what's gonna happen. I'm going to turn up Jarvis because I'm gonna go I'm going to go get a memory card from my friend Jenna. I don't know why that would be interesting to you. I'm collecting memory cards as I go. I'm probably going to go to Andrew Kennedy's also to collect a memory card. So here we go, folks. All right, looking for Isabella Street. You see, I'm on Jarvis, and for those of you who are Torontonians, you'll know that Jarvis is a very, very annoying street to be on, because unfortunately, there's five lanes, and the middle lane fluctuates. It could be going up, you know, north to south, or, well, I guess it's north-south either way, but it could be going north, or it could be going south, depending, like, so this middle lane, you never know which direction, or you never know when you're turning into it. Do I get hit today head-on, or am I driving with traffic? It's very, it can be very, off-putting, if you will. So, here I am, at Isabella Road, where my friend lives. However, I've noticed it's a one-way, which makes things much trickier to go onto it, because I can't enter. But what I am going to do is just turn slightly after it. I've realized now without Mark that it's much harder to, because I'm just basically telling you what I'm focusing on at this point. Because otherwise it would get too tricky, and the microphone is reverberating against my tummy, and that's, I'm sure, not pleasant sounding for anybody as well. Also, I say tummy, it just it slipped out. I'm young at heart, and there we go. And now I'm about to turn again, make another turn. This time onto Church Street, which is where much of our LGBT population in Toronto lives. Pride just happened this past weekend. Very big thing in Toronto. We have, I think it's like the second biggest in the world. So yeah, if you're a LGBT two-spirited, there's some other things, questioning, if you're a Q questioning. I once faked to be queer questioning in a job interview to try and get a job, but that's another story. Okay, I'm parking now, calling my friend Jenna, and I will I'll catch up with you in a sec. Alright, so yeah. Alright, next day. Still in the car now. Still in the car. Heading towards the airport. So, with Mark again. Yeah, McNally.
What up?
So this is an accurate podcast.
This is pretty accurate, yeah.
Are you getting wind? Is it windy?
Getting a little car noise, but I think we're right.
Yeah, I'll close the windows.
Yeah, we'll close them up.
Turn up the AC a little bit. So it's the day after the storm. It's not so bad.
There's really not that bad.
There's like everything's moving pretty smoothly. Is that too loud? Yeah, fucking air conditioning. It's hard doing a podcast in a car.
A vehicular podcast.
Yeah,
is
never
a difficult thing
done
to
that.
Do.
Oh, that's cool. That'll cool you down. Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh God. Traveling is stressful, man. It is stressful.
Tell me about it. Tell me about this trip. What makes this trip different than all the others?
I don't know. Well, I just don't like being... Like, it's just the getting to a plane that's stressful.
Yeah.
Especially after I had a good buddy here from Australia, Mr. Anthony Hua, and it was the first time I'd ever been privy to seeing somebody miss a flight. And I'm not going to say it wasn't partially my fault.
I was going to ask you about it. You told me about this last night very quickly, and I was going to ask how much of it was your fault and how much of it was his poor planning.
Well, we were supposed to hang out in the morning, get like breakfast, maybe, you know, like a little lunch, and then he didn't have to be at the airport until 4, okay. Right? So that means, like, or the flight was at 4, so that means 3 p.m. at the airport, right? It was domestic, just to Ottawa. So it was like, okay, and who takes a, I mean, Toronto to Ottawa, who's going to buy a flight for that anyways? You know, get on the bus, is $20.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, which is what he ended up taking. Hey-o. So, we're on our way to the airport. And then what happens is, it's just the timing. Like 2:30, 3 o'clock, there was just cars everywhere on Spadina. And we took just like almost 30, 40 minutes on Spadina. This guy's looking at me like I'm trying to park. Seriously, buddy? Fucking dickhead. Anyways, that's people driving.
People
on
drive
small
like
streets.
Jerks on very small streets.
Especially when they have spinners. They like to think that they can just do anything.
A car that he built in his living room, I believe.
So, anyways, so as we're driving there, we're stuck 40 minutes just on Spadina, like from college down to the Gardiner. And then the Gardiner's not moving. And by that time, he has like, you know, maybe 40 minutes before the flight's supposed to leave. So we're like, to hell with this, like it'll be better to just go to the go straight drive to the
bus station.
To the bus station.
Yeah.
And just catch the next bus. So that's what we did, unfortunately. I felt very bad. But I mean, he didn't show up at my he was supposed to show up at my place in like early morning, like 11 or something, 10, 11. That's not early morning, but
yeah.
In the morning.
In our gypsy lifestyle, that's pretty
early.
You
know, like, we were going to meet up, just have, like, brunch, basically, and then go. Yeah. But he didn't show up till, like, 1:30 or something like that. So, and then it was like, oh, we still want to get lunch. Really? We're still going to get lunch? It's, all right. So we get, like, quick, you know, just a quickie lunch. And, that was enough to do us in.
I'm going to go ahead and say that you're off the hook on that one.
No, I think...
agreeing to go to lunch is partially your fault, but him agreeing completely, like him committing to lunch.
I should have known, though, that Spadina at that time would have been busier. Because I could have just driven down to Lansdowne, the Lansdowne exit, which is where I am currently, taking the Lansdowne exit. Should I give them the tour again?
No.
Okay, all right.
Let's just do a podcast.
All right, well...
This isn't a tour.
So anyways, that's what happened. It was very frustrating for all parties involved.
But today, your
flight... Actually, I was frustrated. He didn't... He was like, couldn't care less.
Yeah. But today, your flight doesn't leave till 7. So technically, you only need to be there for 4.
Yeah.
But we're going now. It's 2 o'clock is when we're leaving your place to get there. Hopefully, I mean...
It'll take... Yeah, and it'll... We'll be there like, you know... 2:30 maybe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'd say 2:40
like we could stop for a snack anyways. It was just because of the big storm scare yesterday.
Yeah.
My plan is actually to get to the airport and sit around and edit this podcast and then release it today.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah. While I'm sitting around. Like I'd just be sitting around in my apartment anyways, so
technology, dude.
Might as well get there and, see if I can get this thing out. Man, all the stoplights are still out, so that's something.
It's weird, though. Like, it really didn't seem... Like, it was a big downpour. Don't get me wrong. That's one of the times I've seen the most monsoon rain in Toronto. I think it was just people not expecting it, and that's where the flooding kind of happened.
They said it was the average rainfall for all of July. We got it in one day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Which is, pretty nuts.
Yeah. It didn't seem that bad, though. Like, I really still don't get it. Like,
but,
I know...
I don't know. A lot of people had it rough. We got off scot-free. We're just lucky.
Oh, I live in a, first floor apartment, and I had all my windows open. I was fine.
I left the car window open, I realized, last night.
Yeah, that is why I'm standing in about 2 inches right now.
Sometimes you need a breather, you know, when you're driving.
I gotcha.
Don't always have the AC on. Waste gas. Yeah. Precious fossil fuels.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yesterday, after I went and picked up my... like a memory card, I went over to Andrew's house, Andrew Kennedy's.
You did end up going there.
Okay. And so I go to AK's, and they built, like, I walk in, and there's just a table, and they're all sitting on the ground, and the table's loaded with Legos.
Yeah. I kept trying to see his photos because he's like, if you want to do something in the rain, come here.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see what was going on. And then just before we left, I saw the photo. So
they built a, they actually built a Lego Trinity Bellwoods, which is like a park here in Toronto, complete with like all the Lego men like had little hipster mustaches and beards. And there was like a bongo playing group. And the police was busting one of them. It was pretty hysterical. Yeah. And I even think the one guy was drinking and getting busted.
Very true to life.
Yeah. So here, not a moment wasted at the Kennedy. Well, it's not the Kennedy household, but the house that Andrew Kennedy, Tyler Ball, Dan, etc. live in. Those folks from the baseball podcast. A couple podcasts ago, or maybe last podcast, I can't remember.
Yeah, it'd be one or two ago.
Yeah, well, it's all experimentation right now. We're doing them on podcasts. We're doing them driving to the airport.
We're doing podcasts on podcasts.
I mean, like, we're doing them at baseball games. We're doing podcasts
with some whores.
We're doing podcasts driving to the airport. We're doing podcasts to get poutine. I mean, doesn't get more experimental than this, you know?
Nope.
Taking risks. Making things happen. Comedic risks. See, this light works, but not the turning. I don't know what's going on. This is, it's very.
It's an interesting day in Toronto. It's a Tuesday in the middle of summer after
there's
a
like
big storm.
There's like a pensiveness right now.
Yeah. Feels like shit's about to go down.
People are honking at everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what people are honking about, but whatever. We're in Parkdale right now. Parkdale, known for its sketchiness. And,
shootings.
it's not dangerous like that. We Toronto folks like to, or, you know, Canadian folks, we like to think that this is ghetto, but it is the least ghetto that ever ghettoed in most ghettos. What is this Impala doing? You know, you're named after a vicious animal. Maybe you should try driving.
You're really going to try and that back in? Good luck with that,
Jim. Well, you need to get out of my way.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right.
And so there you go. A little road rage. I didn't mean to take it there on the podcast, but sometimes you gets frustrating on the road.
I meant to take it there.
All right. just coming up upon Leopold Street.
I thought you said no tour. Do we have anything else to talk about aside from the direction we're taking?
I just remember. I don't know. I used to.
Oh, you got a story.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's all right. I used to go to Leopold all the time. Seen a person on Leopold.
You're dating a fellow chap there?
It was, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So there. And, but every time I went by Leopold, like, I always think of it, you know that, remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Yes.
Where he's conducting an orchestra, and whenever he shows up, like, everybody starts, like, gasping and, like, oh! And, like, Bugs Bunny's the conductor, and everyone's like, Leopold! 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 So, this person used to get very, very annoyed with me because I would do that constantly, every time we got anywhere near the street. Leopold! it was great. And then I'd pretend to conduct an orchestra. Yeah.
God, I love Bugs Bunny.
It was a very, very great cartoon. I wish they still made those Taz and Bugs shirts. I feel like those should come back. Everything else from the 80s, early 90s has come back. Why not?
Dressed up like crisscross and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, like where they're all gangster. But then they had a million versions of them, and then for every sports team,
yeah.
And then they had redneck ones, and then it was like, and then they started bringing other characters into it.
I bet if you went to Canada's Wonderland, you could buy the remainder of those. Actually, my next tattoo may be a Bugs Bunny tattoo. WWBBD. What would Bugs Bunny do? Because that really is a question I ask myself every day. What would Bugs Bunny do?
Leopold! I don't know. Bugs Bunny was a good cartoon.
Yeah, he was great.
I don't know. We're now on the Gardner Expressway, moving swiftly.
Very, very well.
Which sucks, because I'm going to be like 5 hours early for this flight.
Which is 22 hours?
Yep, it's going to be a long, long way down.
Long haul.
So, but I brought some Benadryl. Shit, did I bring my Benadryl? Anyways, I can get sleeping pills when I'm there.
Yeah, you can totally get them.
But I think I brought Benadryl. Shit, I hope I brought my Benadryl. Because Benadryl knocks me out. It gets me good. Like, it really... Yeah, it knocks me on my ass. So, if not, I'll bite the bullet on this one. You know what I mean? I will go and buy as strong... strong sleeping pills as I can.
Still to this day, aside from like NyQuil and like Neocitrin and stuff like that, but one of the best medically induced sleeps I ever had was the lorazepams my mom gave me when we flew home from Australia.
Lorazepam.
Oh my god, that was amazing. I took two, slept for exactly the amount of time, like 4 hours perfectly. No, it was more than that. It was like 6 or 8 hours. And like popped up fresh as a daisy. It was amazing. I would buy stock in that company because that was good.
But you black, like the problem is you black out though and forget everything that happened, even stuff beforehand when you were awake.
Was I that bad? No, because I remember because that was Honolulu. That was Honolulu to Chicago, and I mean we were already shit faced to begin with. We got off that flight and instantly tried to find a beach. Couldn't do it, so we found a bar across from a cruise trip because we recognized it.
Well, I mean, start from the start. Basically, we had 50 hours of flight time to begin with. Because we were going Brisbane to Sydney. Sydney, Honolulu, Honolulu, Chicago, Chicago...
To Toronto,
I think, yeah.
The first flight was... We got off the ship, we got off where we were working early and got sent right to the airport and went Brisbane to Sydney pretty quick. I remember that one being fairly a quick move, like we weren't in there for too long.
Yeah.
Especially because it was domestic.
Yeah, but we had a 9-10 hour layover in Honolulu. Which was very frustrating.
Well, we'd already had 5 or 6 hours in Sydney as well, where we just sat around eating... I think it was kangaroo and crocodile jerky.
Yeah, that's true. And those are the worst.
Those are the worst.
Actually,
two jerkies in the world.
Kangaroo jerky is not so bad, but it's gamey. But
whichever one you liked, I didn't like, and vice versa.
Crocodile. Crocodile's terrible. It tastes terrible.
It was good.
It tastes like it looks. Like, I mean...
It does taste like it looks, but it actually... Reptilian. Surprisingly, I think it's good.
Yeah, so... I don't know. So we finished off the jerky, get on the flight, go to Honolulu. Of course, this is our first port of entry into the U.S. of A., which can be stressful at times. And
especially for someone named Kareem with stamps to Egypt in his passport.
Yeah, my recommendation is if your name is Kareem Salah al-Din Mahmoud Hassanin...
travel with a guy named Mark David Patrick Catholic McNally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really, true. Like, originally it was, oh, let's fly together because we were going the same place, we leave the same day, blah, 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 blah. Little do I know, he's using me as his pawn. So he could stand, literally, we get to Honolulu and he's standing behind me, trembling, and he hands his passport. She's like, oh, what were you guys doing? I was like, oh, working on a cruise ship. Oh, that's fun. Stamp, stamp. Yeah, it was really fun. And all of a sudden, Kareem's like doing a dance behind me. Excitement.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? And we get through, and he goes, I made it through U.S. Customs. And I pulled his hands, and I said, okay, that's still... You did an excitement dance.
I did do an excitement dance, but anyways, I didn't actually, because not the next turn, all of a sudden they said, before you can go to your gate, you need to get your bags rechecked by USDA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because your name is Kareem Salah al-Din Mahmoud Hassanin, we're doing a random bag check.
Yeah.
Random my dick. And but, you know, you were really nice. You were really, I'll never forget this, that you went, I'm traveling with him. I've never in my life has anyone admitted to traveling with an Arab who's getting pulled over. No one ever. And this guy was like...
See, I'm so dumb. I just thought that... I didn't want to lose my travel part. I knew we were going to get beers.
Partner.
We were going to get beers in Honolulu. I was psyched on that.
No,
I
didn't we couldn't. No. You're losing the story because we couldn't have left Honolulu. We were supposed to go straight to the gate and wait there for 9 hours. The only reason that we got out is because we had to get new boarding passes because we had to go through that USDA and get all our bags checked again. They had to issue us brand new boarding passes. That would, otherwise we would have been in security, but we would have been at the plane gate for 9 hours.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe lorazepams do affect the memory a little bit.
Yeah, so anyways, because remember we had to go outside, and...
Yeah, you know. But I just thought, Honolulu is one of the weirdest airports I've ever been to. Like, it's really fucked up. Like, it's a strange place.
It's very long. But, it's like LAX. But anyways, they took us out, and we had to get all our bags rechecked, get new boarding passes, and because of that, we hadn't gone through security yet again. Okay. So we literally just said, all right, well, if we're not through security, then we just have boarding passes, and we're in Honolulu. Let's go to the beach. And so we went straight to the beach.
We tried to go to the beach.
We tried to get on mini. Well, we took a cab first. We got on buses, and it was stressful. But we finally found the beach. Make a long story short, and we got very inebriated.
It wasn't even a beach. We were across the street from the cruise ship terminal.
Yeah.
And we went to the cruise ship terminal going, all right, we can find people on this ship and get them to take us to the beach.
Yeah.
But then we couldn't find anybody. We can't get into the terminal. We went across to... There's a bar. I love that bar. I've drank there a bunch of times since. Like, the couple times I've been to Honolulu since. I love it there. There's a Ruth Chris right there. There's all kinds of restaurants, but this one's, just an open patio. And they were serving Budweisers, which I hadn't seen in 6 months, so I was jazzed, man.
Yep. Shit, did I just miss the turn to the airport?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh, man. That was close.
That was.
Podcast. So now we're getting on the 427 North. All right, anyways. So what happened after that was, we got hammed. Like, really... And it was to the point where we were worried we were too drunk to get on the plane, that they wouldn't allow us on the plane. So we get to the airport, and I literally did the, he went through first, but, and then he looks back, and I literally stepped through the scanner sideways. I stepped through as if I was, tiptoeing into an apartment, and I held my breath. Like, you know when you hold your breath so your parents don't smell it on you? I went, and stepped through sideways, if that wouldn't give it
anything away.
And he started laughing his ass off. And we get in there. First thing we did was go grab some sushi and a beer.
Yep. And then I laid down on the floor, which gave you a pretty good laugh.
We're basically at the airport already.
Yeah, we are.
2:18.
Yeah, that went really quick. You got a long time to wait now.
I do. Well, hey, here's some good news. I have no idea which terminal I am, so that'll buy us some time.
That'll extend this podcast for sure.
So
how do you not know that?
I didn't check. And this fucking guy is gonna cut me off. And then this guy, mate. What? Nope. Got him. Yes. All right. That guy took a risk.
That was Nissan Sinatra. You just nearly killed you and the passenger you have.
It just said Air Canada's all Terminal 1, so I guess I'm going to Terminal 1. You want to go to Tim Hortons or something?
It's up to you.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, we're already there. All right.
Yeah, we're already in the terminal. There's a Tim Hortons and a Subway right there. Ah, whatever.
We're good.
It's, this friendship is over. Yeah. I came this far. Yeah. All right, so, All right, well, so here we are. We're at the airport. There's a lot of terminals. Well, there's, three terminals?
Three, yeah. This is normally, when I'm coming in this way, it's usually to pick Reem up, and I have to keep doing this loop, like, 38 times. Because I'm usually early as well. I'm like, I don't want to miss, I don't want to be late. And I get to arrivals, and within about 3 seconds of parking, I'm instantly told to move.
Yeah.
And then I hide along, like,
the side
streets. And you can get away with that for a good 20, 30 minutes. But then somebody will come along and move you along. And, like, when they come, it's like the party and the cops show up. Everybody just bails. Like, you don't even have to see the car telling you to go away. Every other car just pulls away. It's like kids escaping through the back door so they don't get booked by the cops.
Imagine I better not say this. That'll jinx me for sure. I was just going to say, like, oh, whatever. I have said it now. But imagine the flight was delayed. That would be the worst.
That'd be a bummer for you.
Yeah, like, after all this... And me being here now, it's now 2:20. Flight leaves 7 p.m. I got a day here.
You really do have a day here.
I actually have a bit that ends with, like, you know, not enjoying hanging out at airports. But here I am.
You're about to do that. I don't know. It's a mixed bag with airports. Like, it sucks waiting, but most places have decent places to hang out. You can get internet and just...
Yeah.
You said it yourself. You'd be doing the same thing in your apartment anyways.
Yeah, it's true. So might as well do it at an uncomfortable location with all of my stuff. All right. Sorry, dude, but yeah. You're an idiot. All right.
I waved it off.
I know.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to be a prick right now.
Air Canada International. You got it.
International. All right, so we want to wrap. Oh, that's a tender moment going on right in front of us.
Oh God,
breath away.
And they're like, you know, what would you give them?
From behind, he looks 50? 60. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got like he looks like Larry David a little bit, he like does. just. All right, good. That was. I think we did a. We got a whole podcast. Got a whole pool cat there. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear from me next in Australia.
And you won't hear from me until Reem gets back, pretty much. So,
yeah. Well, you can always do a podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to.
A little garage band action.
Yeah,
I could do it, yeah.
So, there we go. And have a good rest of the summer if you're in Toronto. If you're in Australia, I'll see you soon. Look at the Twitter for dates. At Reem himself, I'll be Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra. I don't know if they even have a comedy club in Canberra. I haven't even heard of anything going on in Canberra
yet.
That's
that chap with the mustache up there.
he must know.
He would know.
And whoa.
Whoa, Larry David almost ran into you.
Yeah, I almost gave him the old... I was in gear there, just in case.
Yeah.
He almost went right into me.
Yeah.
You know? And now we got to pull up behind Bob Cajun over here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have a good one and enjoy your summer. We'll see you soon.
Imperial. Monday.
Monday,
August 5th. I believe I'm hosting it. Yeah. I guess I have to because Aaron bailed on the last one.
Yeah.
And I'm doing.
Also, they're, I'll email you this, but they need somebody for the 29th too. But, I don't know, maybe Aaron will...
I don't have a job, so that'll work.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's fine, yeah.
All right,
cool.
Easy.
Take it. Bye-bye. Mohawk month.
We love you, little monkey.